Well, that's it. Thank you very much indeed, Daffy Donny. I didn't know Man of Action lasted that long. 2 minutes past 9 o'clock on Radio North International on this final Friday night's transmissions. And Robin Obanko here to present the final hour. And here it is, the very last one.
I am listening into Robin Banks.
And that'll be for the last time, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's
oh,
good.
I see. Yeah, get away. Go out of the studio, King Kong. Well, I'm going to start with a record that was one of my very first on Radio North Sea, one of the very first records I ever played out here, and one I liked a great deal at the time. That's a great favourite of mine when I first joined the station, which I think about a year ago this month. That's last August. And of course, that was riding high on the Top of 20 around that time. Late summer last year, that's the Armed and Extremely Dangerous Band, First Choice, and Smarty Pants. Well, this is the moment, ladies and gentlemen, which I've been dreading for the past 12 months, and here it is, I'm afraid. So I think we'll kick off with another oldie. This is one I like a great deal. White Plains, and I've Got You on My Mind.
Much better place. There's a smile.
I think the reason why it's so hot in here today is that we've got red hot studio turntables on the go. We've been on the go pretty well 24 hours now. Red hot, all the live programmes tomorrow and I. White Plains, that is, and I've Got You on My Mind. And there's nothing absolutely precisely organised for this evening's final Barbie Banks Bungles Box because, well, you could say it's totally disorganised if you like. But what can you organise, really, on the last programme? So what I'm going to try and do is just play some of my favourite records and hope that there's maybe some of your favourites as well and perhaps some records that you'll enjoy listening to. And we bring in a few greetings to our friends and some of the people that have helped me out and just be playing some of the records that I've, as it were, favoured over the past year. So anyway, here's another one that quite recently I've got into, and also Brian McKenzie and Roger Kent. We've been playing this a great deal on R&I. And finally it made it. It was a hit, released as a single. Paul McCartney and Wings. Band on the Run. 14 minutes past 9 o'clock on the final broadcasting evening from Radio North's International S-Band on the Run. Paul McCartney and Wings, and that's the one that has probably been my favourite record from 1974. A big hit for them too, which I'm very, very pleased about, of course, from the album Band on the Run. And fortunately, I was was planning to try and get King Kong to say cheerio as well. But unfortunately, King Kong's very busy working in Rotterdam on one of our other ships, the Meebo 1 at the moment. So anyway, we'd like to extend our greetings to King Kong. And we have in the studio with us at the moment. We've got a very, very full studio, in fact. Both the Studio 1 and Studio 2 are cram jam packed with people, or at least were earlier on. They're not so full now. And it's extremely hot in here. You're getting ice blocks on your head, Rudy, are you? Welcome to the programme, Rudy. And let's extend our greetings to King Kong, shall we?
Hi there, King Kong.
King Kong. Yeah. Hallo Jan, hallo Job, herzliche Grüße. Gleichfalls rein und alle Freunde und Kollegen, die alle am Wall sind. Herzliche Grüße von uns allen hier. Ist alles okay, alles wunderbar. Und das Wetter ist auch ganz gut, aber die Stimmung ist nicht so besonders, weil der morgige Tag hier praktisch... Kein Dach mehr. Wir haben manchmal immer gesagt, wenn wir abgelöst wurden, kein Dach mehr, kein Dach mehr. Und so ist es auch heute.
Great. Jolly good. Well, that's the final greeting from Rudy on the Barmy Banks Bungles Box, eh? So, as we haven't got a tape from King Kong, let's have this instead.
Hi, this is King Kong, wishing you all a very good evening.
And just a quick lineup of programmes this evening through till 12 midnight when the International Service of Radio North Sea International closes down. Between 10 and 11 tonight, we've got Brian McKenzie. Between 11 and 12 midnight, when we close down for 5 minutes and then rejoin the Dutch programmes, we have all the disc jockeys of Radio North Sea International, International Service together. That's Brian McKenzie, Don Allen, Bob Noakes, myself, and Roger Kent. For the next two songs, we're having music from Nina Simone, one of my favourite artists, and first of all, Mr. Bojangles.
Worn out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high. Then he lightly touched the ground. Up and die. 20 years he still grieved. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, he said, I dance now at every chance and honky tonks for drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. He said, I drink the beer. He shook his head. Shook his head. I heard someone respectfully ask, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.
That's one that I've enjoyed playing a great deal, especially on the late night programmes here on R&I. That's Mr. Bojangles, Nina Simone. I promise you another one. That's coming up in a few moments. And that went out with lots of greetings to our crew members who are currently off the ship and working hard in Rotterdam, especially King Kong, Jan and all the other boys. With lots of greetings off from only the Banks, but also King Rudy, who's in the studio at the moment, and young Bobby also from Dusseldorf, who are listening in the corner of the studio to the records. Hope you're enjoying them, lads. We've had lots of telegrams on board today on today's tender, and the first one I looked at when I looked through my mail this evening was one from John Albone of Hitchin, Hertfordshire, and he says, good luck and a safe and pleasant trip down to Italy. So thank you very much indeed, John Albone, and I hope that you'll be one of our listeners very, very soon when we go to Italy. Another person that I promised to say hello to on this final programme is Simon Mellerish of 3 Stockholm Place, Ross-on-Wye in Gloucestershire. Hope that you're feeling good tonight, Simon, and plenty of fun down there in Gloucestershire. I think that's about it for the moment. We're getting to some more music and then some more requests and dedications and greetings through till 10 o'clock. Another song from Nina Simone there. This is I Put a Spell on You.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Thank you.
Nina Simone, the final one for this this evening. That's I Put a Spell on You. I was just thinking about the number of rewarding things you get out of doing a job like this, being a disc jockey, and especially on a station like Radio Noughts International, where we're able to play just about any kind of music within within the sort of the pop field, as it were. And I think probably the most rewarding aspect of the whole job is receiving letters, of course. And I've found it very, very interesting reading hundreds and hundreds of, well, thousands, in fact, since I've joined the station. And a number of people have explained just what kind of music they like, and they've talked a lot about themselves too, which is always nice to know, and that's a big thing, to be able to communicate with people. And I know that some of you may have haven't too many friends to write to, and find that you get a lot of pleasure out of writing to disc jockeys, because you're able to show your feelings, at least to somebody anyway. And I've got a great deal of pleasure myself reading your letters. And some of you have expressed your personal taste in music, which is nice. And it's very difficult, actually, to express one's own personal tastes during the programme. That's the disc jockey, say, for myself, for instance. But I've been able to from time to time, and I'm going to try and do that tonight. And my personal taste in music is very varied, in fact, and I like pop music, top 40, and also what we class as the more heavy and progressive music, light music and middle of the road, just about everything. But there are personal, particular favourites that I have in mind that I'd like to play that either bring back memories or have some particular meaning in the song. And you might wonder, occasionally, what is the meaning in the songs? But anyway, it's difficult to explain. But let's get into another record now. This is one that I would call one of my pop favourites. I don't know what it is I like about it. So I think it's association between Lindsay DePaul and Barry Blue. A rather unusual association as well. This is one I've enjoyed playing quite recently. It's called Ooh I Do.
But something's
yeah, that's one of Robino Banco's personal top 40 favourites. I love that one. Ooh, I Do, written by, of course, Barry Blue, the lad who was singing it there. And the number was also done by Lindsay DePaul, of course. It's just coming up to, well, in fact, just gone, 9:30 on R&I, and that means, of course...
It is Radio Nordsee.
Auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle und UKW.
International.
Over the past few months, we've told you of the superb facilities available at the Nova Park Hotel in Zurich. The audio-visual club, where you can make full use of your leisure hours with the fully stocked videotech. The luxurious Nova nightclub. The Nova fitness center with sauna, Turkish bath, eucalyptus room and qualified masseurs. Plus, of course, the indoor swimming pool. Yes, the Nova Park is really the hotel with the most. The next time you're in Zurich, try staying at the Nova Park Hotel, Zurich 8004 in Switzerland. Telephone 542221. 542221. The Nova Park Hotel.
Thank you very much indeed, Andy Archer, and we'll be hearing more from Andy during the final hour between 11 and 12 midnight tonight. I mentioned a few moments ago that about our letters and the many friends we've made amongst our listeners, and I have with me in the studio at the moment AJ Behrens, who's been a very long-term friend. In fact, I met AJ long before I joined R&I, I think 3 years ago, would it be, AJ? 3 or 4 years now?
I think it was April 1971.
Good gracious, AJ's got all the facts and figures at his fingertips, as always. And, of course, AJ will be on the World Service tomorrow of R&I, and if you stick tuned for a few moments, we'll be telling you more about that. But now, AJ, I think there must be a host of people that we can think of mentioning. I just don't know where to start at all, but I'd like to get a few names in before AJ starts with a few mentions to his friends as well, mutual friends of ours. I think Pierre Desane of Ghent in Belgium,
who's
been a good friend of both of us and assisted enormously in the operations of Radio North Sea as well. Who else can we think of? Stephen Debbie...